Good morning. My name is David Brody, and I have the honor of serving as your chair of the Board of Trustees for East Carolina University. Today, it's my privilege to introduce Chancellor Ballard, who we all know, to deliver his first State of the University address. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I must tell you that the State of the University is considerably better than it was when he arrived on campus almost 6 years ago. Even though we're in the second year of a severe budget constraints, the university's accomplishments during these 5 years have been remarkable. Here are just a few of them. We became the fastest growing university in the system. We built a world-class distance education program. We received approval to build a new dental school. We opened state-of-the-art physical facilities such as the Health Sciences Building, East Carolina Heart Institute, the North Recreation Complex, and Steve would probably also like to mention the Clark LeClaire Baseball Stadium, which opened after he arrived here. Actually, it did open after he arrived here. It's planned before, but it's a great stadium, and he's a little irrational about baseball, so we'll leave it at that. I will also say that we managed to win back-to-back Conference USA championships in football, which everybody will agree has been a wonderful accomplishment. In a nutshell, Steve has been good for East Carolina, and he and Nancy have been a dynamic first family. He has set the right tone at the top, and he has hired first-rate leaders for the campus. He's also presided over significant improvements in the way we do business. In fact, I served on the search committee that found Steve, and one of the overriding goals he expressed at that time was to direct a cultural change in how we operated and how we did business. And this was certainly necessary as we moved from being a 12,000 student campus to a 28,000 major university. So certainly we need to step up and meet that challenge, and we have. He said it would take 5 to 6 years to direct that change, and I believe he was pretty much on schedule. Please join me now in a warm welcome for our Chancellor, Steve Ballard.
Thank you all, and David, thank you for those nice remarks. I will tell you that before he said those nice remarks, he said that, Chancellor, I think most people would rather listen to Coach Holland today than you. I don't know if that's true, but you may not have heard, but this is not the meeting to announce the football signees. That comes next, and if you'd stay for that, we would be pleased. Well, it takes a lot of luck to be the chancellor of a great university, and I feel very, very fortunate to be here today, to be in my sixth year, to have some role to play in the direction of a great institution. And again, it's fortune and luck play an awful big role in life, and I want to recognize up front that they have been kind to me. So let me start by just thanking a few people. I can't thank you all, but I do thank you all to begin with. We have many, many partners that make all the difference in the world in this very important enterprise of higher education and all forms of education, and we could not do it. We would not be successful were it not for the quality of the partnerships and the way that we work together to make a difference for our state and the eastern part of our state in particular. Let me give special thanks to welcome to the leadership of the Faculty Senate, Staff Senate, Student Government Association, and Alumni Association. Dr. Walker, I would like to have everybody stand, but I'd like you to stand first simply because we have so many big issues this year, and you've brought a collegiality and a partnership that makes it possible for us to discuss anything that moves this institution forward. I appreciate your spirit, and you really make it easier for me to talk about one East Carolina University. Thank you very much. Brad Congleton, who I'll introduce in a minute, and Johnny Eastwood and all the members of our affiliated foundations and entities are similarly making a huge difference to where we are headed. Also want to recognize many, many friends, at least in general, from Greenville, Pitt County, Raleigh, and beyond. The mayor of Greenville, a former and distinguished longtime member of our faculty, Pat Dunn, is here. Pat, would you please stand quickly and receive our recognition? Thank you. I won't ask every member of the General Assembly and the Board of Governors who are here to stand, but they have made a huge difference as we've made progress on our legislative agenda and on our academic agenda. Both of those supporters from both of those groups have been vital partners to me, and we value all of your friendship, your wisdom, even your criticism, which can come. Let me now introduce, I think, six members of the ECU Board of Trustees, which have stayed together, stayed aligned, stayed focused on the things that we can do to make the biggest difference. Chairman David Brody, you already know. David, would you stand and hold your applause for a second here? Former Chairman Bob Gretchen. Bob, if you will stand. Joel Butler, I think I saw come in. Joel, if you're here, please stand. I know you. There you are. Hi, Joel. Mark Tipton. Carol Mabe is here, and my favorite board member, Brad Cornbread Congleton, would you please stand? And I think I have everybody on the ECU Board of Trustees. Appreciate all you do. Calvin Henderson and his entire board from the Pitt County NAACP is here. They have been vital partners to us, and we had a lot of work to do to be their partners, which we've been very serious about. So, Calvin, thank you for all you do for us. No member of my executive leadership team will be mentioned in this speech because this speech is about ECU, but I want to say before I start that these people are vital to me. They're great leaders. They're moving the institution forward. They have my complete confidence. So even though I won't mention them by name as we talk about some great things and some challenges that we have, I want you all to know how important my executive leadership team is and how much they do for this institution. As we approach the 103rd anniversary of East Carolina University next month, this is an opportunity for me to initiate what I hope will become an annual event on the state of the university so that we can share together both the great things that we do, and there are many, as well as the challenges and the future directions that we need to take quite seriously as we embark really in a new economic reality, which does not look quite as nice as that reality that I inherited when I came here. My remarks today address both a little bit about where we have been, just a word or two on our history. Most of the remarks address where we are today in 2010, and then a few words about our future. I think you will agree with me, I hope you'll agree with me, or be convinced by the end of the talk that ECU is strong and confident. We are confident in our faculty, our staff, our students, our mission, and our future. We're confident mostly, I think, about our abilities and our resolve to do the right thing. We know that our world has changed greatly in response to the global fiscal crisis of the last 2 years, but those changes do not affect our values or our commitments, nor will they. Our goal is not to be like any other university, but to demonstrate how public universities must lead in these times. We don't aspire to be a flagship university, but we do like the notion of being a starship university. I usually give my conclusions first so that if you have to leave, at least you have a few things to remember and take with you. When I was teaching, my students quickly learned that the first 5 minutes were about all that was important in my class, and most were home by the end of the first 15 minutes. But I've told the Mendenhall folks to close the doors, so don't get any ideas here. In a nutshell, please remember these things. First, ECU is a special place. We're special because we have a soul, and we're authentic. We do what we say we're going to do. Our soul is about our students and the service we provide for others. Nothing is more important to our future than knowing this, cherishing it, never compromising it. Second, our contributions to the state of North Carolina are truly remarkable. My remarks today, I hope, will remind everyone of what a tremendous resource this university is for our state. North Carolina must have a strong Eastern North Carolina, and the East must have a strong East Carolina University. Third, I think we're providing great leadership across the nation, in our state, and our communities. Public universities, I think, and my whole leadership team believes, have a special responsibility to prepare tomorrow's leaders and to show others how to lead. If we don't do it, I'm not sure it will be done. As I like to say, and have already said, ECU is about doing the right thing, not just about doing things right. So that's my message today. We have an obligation for leadership, for public service, preparing leaders for tomorrow. So that's a word about who we are. Let me talk for a moment about where we have been and before I get to some great things that are happening right now. Unfortunately, I missed the first 97 years of the history of ECU. I would have liked to have known Leo Jenkins, Robert Wright, Governor Jarvis, and thousands of others who made this institution so special. I do know Austin Bunch, however, who comes from that same era. That will cost me. Let me identify five or six things I think that reflect our history and that will take us to the future. First, pirates have passion. I know this firsthand because it's usually directed at me, or why I haven't done something faster, stronger, better. But that passion also translates into commitment, engagement, love for this university. For instance, just one example, for the second straight year, a university in little old Greenville, North Carolina, led Conference USA in football attendance, outdistancing schools from Orlando, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Memphis, Tulsa, and El Paso. If there is any doubt about pirate passion, just listen to Professor Taggart when he discusses his latest composition, or to Coach Ruff recently when he described the reaction upon returning to his alma mater. Second, as Robert Wright clearly saw in the last century, ECU is an opportunity university. We are about access, a chance to succeed, a bootstrap to a better life. That is our vision. And our history of student access and success of our students is our commitment to the next generation. Third, ECU provides a transformative experience for most of our students. While degrees are important and we pay tremendous attention to things like graduation rates, most of our students get more than a degree here. They find an identity, a life's pursuit, and a sense of confidence. Chad Tracy came here to be a baseball player. David, you knew I'd talk about baseball. And Chad made it to the major leagues. Velton Ray Bunch came here to be a baseball player, but because of the mentoring of one small, hard-nosed piano teacher, Velton won an Emmy for music composition and has been nominated for numerous others and loves his work in California. James Maynard and wife Connie came here to be teachers, and now he is a world-class businessman, founder of the Golden Corral restaurants. These people and thousands more credit their time here at ECU as the reason for their success. The quality of their classrooms were vital to that, but it was more the quality of their overall experience that led them to where they are now. Fourth, promises kept. It is part of our DNA, I believe, to deliver on our promises. The Brody School of Medicine is a prime example. Many observers said when that school was created that it couldn't survive, let alone deliver on what were some very bold promises. Today, that school trains nearly 80 North Carolina students every year, many of whom are minorities. Brody School has helped us to expand into a true academic health center and is a provider of primary care, family medicine, and rural medicine, one of the very best in the nation. Fifth, our history is one of generosity and service. Our motto is to serve, and I believe we do it better than any other public university in the country. If I'm right about that, we should take great pride in being the nation's best university in delivering public service and making a difference for our region and our state. And sixth, diversity, perhaps our greatest strength, is the multicultural context in which we work. Diversity enriches the lives of our students and their experiences both inside and outside the classroom. Because of our commitment to diversity and inclusion, our graduates will be culturally competent and global citizens ready to make a difference tomorrow wherever they may land. So that's a bit about our legacy over 103 years of service, passion, access, promises kept, respect for diversity, and generosity. Let's take a look now at ECU in 2010. And by most common indicators, as David mentioned, I think we're doing very well. We have more students than ever and grown faster over a five-year period than any other public university in the state. In the last 5 years, we have over 500 new faculty, and we're adding about 50 more this year. We're experiencing an unprecedented building boom, accounting for nearly $300 million in new facilities, with more in the planning stages. We're on track to open a new dental school in 2011. one of only three new dental schools to be built in the nation during the last decade. We enjoy athletic success across many sports, including the one true athletic pursuit, baseball. We're in the top 32 of that sport, and last year in the top 16. We take great pride in these indicators, but they do not define us. They enable us. They help us reach our goals, but by themselves, none is an adequate goal. I would like to look at ECU from a little different perspective than those quantitative indicators and say why I think it's such a special place because of the difference that we make. Before I do that, I want to say just a word about the budget. It is extremely important to our future. The state revenue picture remains gloomy at best, and the national fiscal crisis certainly is not over. Across the nation, the 50 states have a cumulative budget deficit of $250 billion. Support for higher education across the 50 states has declined per capita by almost 6% in the last 2 years. In North Carolina, the unemployment rate is an alarming 11.2%. Any prudent assessment tells us that we should expect at least one more year of tough fiscal times and perhaps longer. Dr. Boardman with the Fiscal Research Division of the General Assembly has labeled it the future that is the long slog of recovery. No matter the nature of that slog, we will not just survive this time period, but we will be a better university because of how we've responded to it. Money and wealth have never defined ECU, and they will not deter us as we move forward. Almost all public universities face a similar situation, and in fact, I think we're in better shape today than at least 75% of the public universities in this nation. One only has to look at the University of Illinois, a Big Ten school, that's instituted mandatory furloughs and hard freezes on hiring to appreciate how much North Carolina has done for higher education, and every member of the General Assembly who is here, I recognize what you've meant for us. We will continue our efficiency efforts and cost minimization. I think we're one of the best universities in the country in preparing for the worst case possible scenarios in the future. But here are five things to remember about ECU's fiscal condition and our outlook for the next couple of years. First, we have a very strong Board of Trustees policy that establishes priorities and guides how we respond to every opportunity. The policy protects the academic core, the student experience, and our five strategic goals. Secondly, we continue to invest in our biggest priorities. These include the quality of our faculty, the student first-year experience, the Outreach Scholars Academy, the dental school, and financial aid. Compared with most public universities, we've been very successful in protecting our people. To date, over an 18-month period, only 7 full-time members of our staff have been RIFed, all in services or functions no longer needed at East Carolina University. In order to ensure stewardship and maintain the public trust, we have 10 business groups, many of whom now have final reports, and they're defining better and the best possible business practices for this university. I think this university is among the very best public universities in the nation in using the best possible business practices as we move forward. And every one of our primary resources has grown, even in these tough times, and we will continue to increase private investments, research support, corporate support, and all sources that can make our programs better. So we will continue our hard work on the budget. We will implement our board policy, but let's not be obsessive about it. Let's highlight and cherish and continue the great work that has already been begun here. I would like to say a few words about that by talking about 12 areas of excellence this morning. These examples are chosen because of the quality of the faculty and staff who lead them, their national recognition in many cases, and most importantly, the effect they have on the people who we serve. Let me hasten to add that I could have easily added another 50 or 100 in addition to the 12 that I'll mention, but recognizing you probably didn't want to stay past that signee event today, I will limit it to 12 areas of excellence. So here goes. Number one. More than 11,000 ECU students are registered with a volunteer and service learning center. 11,000 students who provide over 161,000 hours of community service. And every year we recognize dozens of faculty and students in the Suwire Society for the work that they do and the contributions they make to our community. Two, ECU established the first ever doctoral program in medical family therapy in 2005 and celebrated the nation's first graduating doctoral class in 2008. This program provides vital disability and trauma services and addresses many issues in mental health that have been reduced or neglected by other agencies. Since its inception, the doctoral students in this program have provided over 10,000 client contact hours just since 2005. Number three, Project STEP. Under the great leadership of Dr. Sarah Williams, Project STEP integrates programs from several ECU colleges with high schools and community organizations. It serves students who have the capability to succeed in college and whose passions demand a college education, but also have specific identifiable learning disabilities. In its first 3 years, Project STEP has a retention rate of 97%, and its students have GPAs comparable to their peers. Number four, teacher quality. We all hear warnings about the teacher shortage and the difficulties associated with today's classroom. Dean Patriarca and her family and the College of Education are national leaders in addressing this crisis, which has been labeled the North Carolina's single biggest need. The college received the Teacher Quality Partnership Grant from the U.S. Department of Education this year, providing nearly $9 million over 5 years to improve teacher preparation. That vital work will produce outcome data on the quality of our teachers and will begin the process of developing a predictive model of teacher success from the time that they enter a teacher preparation curriculum. ECU is leading the way nationally in that vital work, and the only university to receive this grant in the state of North Carolina was East Carolina University. Number five, student success in athletics. We are very proud of the accomplishments of our athletic team, including the best ever season start by women's basketball this year, the second straight Conference USA football championship, the NCAA baseball regional already mentioned last spring. But we are even more pleased with the progress that our student athletes continue to make in the classroom. They continue to maintain a higher cumulative grade point average than their peers and the general student body, and they consistently rank in the top three universities in academic performance in Conference USA rankings, and that is no small achievement. Number six, military programs, perhaps among our very biggest accomplishments. ECU is proud of its service to more than 100,000 military neighbors in eastern North Carolina. Because of the efforts of Professors Hunt McKinnon, David Sestola, Carmen Rusinello, we provide model programs to the Wounded Warriors Battalion at Camp Lejeune, and successful clinical interventions in post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Don't say all that too fast. Our distance ed programs at Fort Bragg are national leaders because they go with the military personnel and allow them to complete a degree regardless of their location. With the probable funding now of $2.4 million from federal sources, ECU's Operation Reentry will expand our efforts for rehabilitating wounded military members, allowing them to become fully functioning members of our society as they leave the military. Seven, ECU trains more physicians who stay in North Carolina than any other academic medical school. Six of every 10 graduates of our medical school practice in this state. And among those graduates who both graduate and do their residencies with us, 75% practice in North Carolina, far higher than any other medical school in the state. The Brody School is ranked second in the nation by the American Academy of Family Physicians for graduates entering family medicine. Number eight, ECU's new School of Dentistry is developing a break-the-mold approach to dental education by placing fourth-year students into service learning centers all across the state for their final year of training. No other dental school has made this commitment that we have to providing dental oral health care to those areas of the state that don't have it or have very little of it. Nine, ECU produces more nurses than any other school in North Carolina. 95% of these graduates pass their licensure exam. The College of Nursing is home to the state's only nurse midwifery training program, as well as the National Association of Bariatric Nurses and the East Carolina Center for Nursing Leadership. 10, ECU has the state's only College of Allied Health Sciences, the largest provider of allied health professionals in North Carolina. 85% of its graduates remain in the state, 85% for employment. And on average, 98% achieve national certification or licensure. I hope you see the success of that college and others like it. It has achieved near perfection in workforce preparation in a vital area of our economy and in a great need in eastern North Carolina. Number 11, to help meet the need for scientifically trained specialists able to move between the worlds of coastal research, science, and policy, ECU offers the PhD program in coastal resource management. Students such as Eva Klopatek-Silver are prime examples of the great success of this program. Eva's a native of Poland, was admitted to the program in 2003, excelled in her coursework, perfected her English, completed an internship with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and ultimately received her diploma this past December. While at ECU, that's not all she did, she was married, became the mother of two daughters, received citizenship, and wrote a dissertation on management strategies for the protection of shipwrecks in the National Marine Sanctuaries. We are very proud of our contributions to Eva, but we know she is a very special person. And number 12, the last of my examples, the Department of History continues to be well recognized for its national contributions to the discipline. Professor David Long, I call him General Long, once in a faculty senate meeting, long gone, is a regular on national shows of the Civil War and gives a world-class tour of the battlefield. Professor Charles Calhoun was named the 2009 Thomas Harriot College of Arts and Sciences Distinguished Professor, an award conferred once a year upon a professor whose career exemplifies a commitment to knowledge and academic life. Dr. Calhoun is one of the nation's leading scholars of late 19th century American political history, but it is his portrayal of ECU that caught my eye and is so inspiring. And I quote Dr. Calhoun, "What impresses me most about ECU is the sense of optimism that pervades this place. This is a university on the rise, making its mark rather than marking time." These programs and people provide a great snapshot, I think, of the state of our university today. It's not a comprehensive picture, of course, but it captures our commitment to quality, service, and leadership. Before I close, I would like to briefly address our future. Despite this proud history and impressive accomplishments, we do face scary times. A new economic reality is emerging, in which I think support for higher education will certainly decline. Cutthroat competition may well prevail in that arena, and public cynicism about how we do business might well increase. Challenges specific to our campus include student retention. We must do a better job of keeping and succeeding with each student who comes to ECU. This will require every part of our campus to be positively involved in retention and graduation rates under the leadership of our great academic council and in close partnership with the Faculty Senate and every faculty member in order to solve this problem. Safety. We do not control all aspects of safety because we cherish an open and hospitable environment. However, we are engaged and will be more engaged in the future in partnerships with the mayor, the city, and the county to ensure that we are doing everything possible to reduce the risk to our campus, our students, and every employee who works here. And financial aid, perhaps our biggest single challenge for the future and to our values of access and the goal of student success is financial aid. Retention is directly linked to affordability. For example, for every $500 gap in financial aid, the chances of losing that student go up 9% for every $500. So I call on our board, our foundations, our friends, every donor, our alumni, to put this vital need for financial aid first as you consider how to help East Carolina University. We will handle these challenges and be ready for tomorrow with our values, with pride, authenticity, and confidence. We live in a knowledge-based economy, and we're a national-class, high-performing public university. We've never been better prepared for our future. Our values of accessibility, accountability, stewardship, and openness will guide us for many years. And we must also be ready to define our priorities for the next 15 years. The best answer about our future really is that it's up to you. I believe the great work of our faculty, students, and staff will create a better answer than I can give. Our great faculty, staff, and students, and I could mention 100, but people such as Randy Chitwood, who is here. Randy, I ask you never to come out of the operating room. Randy Chitwood, Carol DeShiel, Angela Lampson, Cynthia Johnson, Jennifer Hudson, Beth Veldy, Joanne Bath, Jody Baumgartner, Eric Gregorian, Sunday Jose, Bob Evendorf, Joe Humard, and again, hundreds more just like these people can give a much better answer about the future than I think I can. But we will define our future together, and here are five opportunities that I want everyone to take seriously and work with us to find the best way to move forward. Hundreds of parents and students ask me every year about the Leadership University and our commitment to give every undergraduate student a significant leadership opportunity. We must complete our promise to be the Leadership University and integrate leadership throughout our curriculum so that it becomes part of the DNA of this great university. The College of Business is an excellent but certainly not the only model for accomplishing this. All 32 undergraduates of that college will participate in a leadership development curriculum. It will be the only business school in the nation which uses leadership training as the basis for preparing tomorrow's business leader. It is a great model. Secondly, the Honors College. We must build upon the great work of Dr. Bassman and turn our honors program into a comprehensive world-class honors college that attracts the state's best students, keeps them here at ECU, and celebrates their work. This complements our history of both access and success. So let's never give in to the false dichotomy of access versus quality. Both are part of our legacy, and we remain committed to excelling at both. Engineering. We will not duplicate or compete with the great programs at NC State or other universities. However, it is absolutely vital to the economy of the East and the health of our region that we train more engineers and add biomedical engineering to our programs. We have more capacity than any other public university in this state to make a huge contribution in that area. Research and economic development. Since the 1970s, when Janice Faulkner created the Regional Development Service, we have made a huge difference for the economy of the East and the communities of the East. We must expand that great legacy, and we are committed to doing just that. I'm especially proud, for example, of the Outreach Scholars Academy, our longstanding expertise in coastal and marine sciences, and our recognized expertise in bioenergetics and health disparities research. And finally, we must be more focused on resources for graduate education. This vital need has never been adequately addressed at ECU. In many essential programs, we are not competitive, even with programs of a lesser quality than ours, and thus we are not doing all we can do for our state until we devote more resources to graduate education. It's been my honor to be with you today. Nancy and I are proud to be Pirates, and it's a great time to be a Pirate. Let's remember what makes ECU special. We have a soul. We make a difference for North Carolina. We believe in leading rather than following. We can design our own future and stay true to our history, our mission, and our values. Nothing is more important for North Carolina than to have a strong East Carolina University leading this region. Thank you very much for being with us today. I look forward to more conversations with you and seeing you, I hope, in a few minutes in the reception in the Cynthia Lounge just around the corner. Thank you very much.